आप मिले मिट गई मन की सभी चाह, आप मिले मिट गई मन की सभी चाह, खुशियों के गीत मिले मिटी आह आह, प्यास बुझी पाए है सागर अथा, प्यास बुझी पाए है सागर अथा, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह। बनाई है माला नैनों में अपने है हमको संभाला, चुन चुन के मोती बनाई है माला नैनों में अपने है हमको संभाला, पलकों में प्रभु के है पाए पन्हा, पलकों में प्रभु के है पाए पन्हा, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह।
शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग। गोल्डन मॉर्निंग टू द ज्वेल्स ऑफ कंटेंटमेंट। Today, this is the gathering, how Baba is seeing us, jewels of contentment. And the song is played, Baba, we are so content. Wah, Baba, wah. Baba, the ocean has come, and all my thirst is finished, search is finished. Whatever you have given is unlimited. Is there any more desire? Are we really a contented soul? What is contentment? Contentment, the word itself explains that whatever I have achieved, received as a gift, as my fortune, as my reward of time to time, whatever actions have been performed, what is content, what it contains. When we realize the importance of what we have achieved, there is contentment. When we don't realize what is in it, and we don't recognize, then it is discontentment. though it is, achievement is there, it is given. But can I really realize the value of it? Certain things we do not make efforts, and we receive the reward. Even in Laukic way, in a worldly sense, the first what thing that we receive, what is it? As soon as a child is born, does child make efforts to receive the parents? Does child make efforts to have the brothers and sisters? The relationship, without making effort, the first achievement is relationship. Now, some souls say, but I did make effort to meet God. Then with an honest mind, with really detached observer, did we really search God? Honestly, was it true search, or even on path of devotion, wanted to meet God, to be fulfilled with my worldly desires, which may be for health, wealth, good relationships, success in the job I am doing, or I pass with good marks in school. It was not that searching for God. It was searching what we receive from God. One time Baba Avyakta Bhaktada asked, is it you were searching for God or I was searching for you? The child said, Baba, I have been searching. Baba says, did you have the introduction? Did you know who are you searching for? So we didn't even in reality know what we were looking for. Even some people say, but I was, certainly I was devotees of Seva. I was devotee, we were worshipping Him. But then were we worshipping Shiva? Or we were thinking we are worshipping Shiva, but we are focusing and worshipping on Shankar. So did we search for that even? Because the real value, the reality was not there. The truth, true knowledge was missing. Or what an understanding of what we have already achieved, that was not clear. We were very happy to have small things, wishes are fulfilled, or temporary achievement is there. Unlimited we never think of. God, the Supreme Soul, unlimited Father, comes and fulfills our deep inner longing, unlimited desires, and that you don't receive from human beings, receive only from God. Whether it is knowledge, or it is true love, or it is happiness, or purity, or peace. This is not the worldly things that we can get from this world. It is only because these are the needs for the soul. And the soul was looking for metaphysical things, not physical, but coming into body consciousness, in bodily relations, we automatically made ourselves limited and did not realize the value of the unlimited. So now when Baba comes and gives us unlimited, but do I recognize the value of it? Or I'm still measuring it with the limited vision, limited understanding, limited achievement. It is, I think I have shared with you once or not. One time, a birthday, on the child's birthday, the father, many people gave many gifts to this child. And he was happy to have all the toys and the things that he could play or he could eat. And his father gave me gave him an envelope. He opened it with, it was also in a packet. He opened it with great curiosity. And when he opened it, he was very upset. This is what father gave me. And what was it? It was a piece of paper. He said, on my birthday, what have you given me? A piece of paper. But in fact, it was not a piece of paper. It was a check of £5,000. Now this little child does not know what a check is and what it means. And how can he get in this 5,000 check, he can get many toys, he can get the many boxes of chocolates, and he can get whatever gifts he wants to distribute to his friends. So what Baba is giving, do I really realize this unlimited, even for example the relationship, in this worldly sense, even we have relationship, it's limited. And with many expectations on both sides. But all relation cannot be with one person. You need many mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, in every aspect, different in every area, you need a different person. But Baba says, as a soul, as a bodiless being, and you also in reality a soul, I offer it, but in fact, I want to give you the experience of the relationship and fulfill your wish. In every relationship, what you are looking for, and the discontentment comes because we are not recognizing what God's love is. We begin to measure again with the worldly way, how it is emotional love, or how it is temporary to please us, or some kind of support. So our measurement is always connected with what we have learnt in this physical world. And so knowledge is also important. What Baba is giving, it is not an ordinary thing. And so realization that if I am the birth that my Brahmin life is, it's a godly gift actually. It's my fortune. But then do I have relationship with the mother? I recognize the relationship with mother. What is recognition? Because birth, Brahmin birth is not without Brahma. So I focus, of course, on Shiva Baba. And if I don't realize that my new consciousness, new development, new birth is the knowledge that Baba gives through Brahma, and this is what made me Brahmin. We all were children of the Supreme Being, of the Supreme Soul, whether we know or not, but we believed it. But do I really believe and have intoxication of this new alaukik birth, divine birth, or I think it's an ordinary, I did not make effort. In fact, we did not make effort. Just like parents have this, the child is good, God came without his efforts. Of course, behind that it is karmic and a connection that is there, but consciously efforts are not made. So in the same way, on the path of devotion, even though we made effort, but we did not realize what we were looking for. So this relationship with Baba, the mother, father, friend, teacher, Satguru, in every Murli, Baba makes us realize this. And I value the same, with the same vision what Baba is telling me, am I experiencing that? The more I believe and I see with that vision, this alaukik relationship with Baba teaches us to have the laukik relationship also clearly, deep love and yet detachment. But then because of worldly way of seeing, this contentment of love, the love, pure love we are looking for, that is mixed up with attachment. Difference. So discontentment, love is the quality in relationship which gives contentment, and attachment is always creating fear, tension, expectations. So see the difference between love and attachment. And we did not realize that what makes us discontentment is our desires that we are attached, or our expectations that they cannot be fulfilled by limited human beings. And so now, the true love, pure love for the soul, Baba's love is always like a mother, the wish of the mother is, and also the love she expresses, what she wants to see, the child very beautiful, clean, healthy, happy. So what Baba is looking for, Baba is also making us, giving us this experience, how I make you healthy, wealthy and happy. So prosperity, this relationship with the mother and relationship with father. One single parent child cannot experience satisfaction in life, no matter how much the father takes care, like a mother, or mother takes care of a father, still something remains, single parent child. And here I have to see, what is my relationship with Baba? Am I also experiencing Baba, mother, father, Shiv Baba, my mother, and Shiv Baba, my father, or Brahma, my mother, and Shiv Baba, my father? You see, the experience of forging relationships is taught by Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba is a male physical body. But even yesterday or day before yesterday, Murli, what he said, I am Vani of Shiv Baba. So it is a question of creating content, what it is. It is realization that this spiritual relationship, even when we are in a physical world, in a physical body, our relationship is not with the body. our relationship is according to the account of the soul with another soul. If the relationship was with the body, then when the person leaves body, we should keep the body, because that is our property. But nobody keeps the body. Dead body, either it is cremated or it is buried. Not even one day. It is in mortuary until the cremation, until this final funeral date is received. And looking for that, earlier the better, not longer time. So with whom was the relationship? Was the relationship with the body or was the relationship with the soul? So knowledge is the most important aspect in discontentment. Is we are missing the depth of knowledge or consciousness of soul and understanding what we can achieve from human beings and what we cannot achieve from them. How can I get diamonds from a vegetable shop? I am looking for their, of course, the best beautiful vegetable I can receive. So what human beings have? Limited intellect, limited capacity, or they create discontentment is because we always looking best from them or looking at their weaknesses. So what is not in their capacity, we are looking for that, or what they are missing, we are looking for, we are focusing on that. And in this way, we become discontentment. Our consciousness creates discontentment. Our vision creates discontentment. But in the same situation, if spirituality is applied, then you watch in a very totally different vision and expectations change, your attitude changes, and you are able to change your feelings, because it is, we feel that they are not doing wrong. We feel that they are discontent with us because they are speaking about something of what they have looked for from us, and whether they are able to look it in a right consciousness or there is some kind of dissatisfaction within the self. The vision is not holy of holies one. So when we begin to focus, what is discontentment? Contentment is, if I could take it, look at it, of weakness, I am discontent. If I see at specialities, small cooperation gives happiness. You can see in a worldly sense, a little baby, a child, 2 years old, or maybe 1 year, smaller than that. He brings, mother is cleaning the house or washing the dishes and want to wipe. And this little child brings this towel. Mother is so happy that the child is bringing towel for me. So she did not expect that. And so because child gave the cooperation more than his capacity, she is happy and she appreciates and tells, oh, my child brought the cleaning towel, kitchen towel for me to wash. So it is the appreciation of seeing with less capacity if someone is doing something and if expectations are there, cooperation is not there, discontentment. The reason we have not accepted what their capacity is, or in other words, what their nature is. With the nature also make the capacity limited. And people begin to speak wrong things about each other. Now they are discontent. Why am I discontent with them? They are talking about here, there, about me, or about something which was wrong, which they thought it was wrong, but I did not make anything wrong. I did my best, whatever I could do. Now they are discontent, and when I hear that they are speaking about me, it is making me disturbed. Now I am discontent with them. What was my expectations? My expectations was that they should appreciate what I was doing it. But I did not realize, I want them to see a holy swan, but they are still trying to become a holy swan. They're trying to become, pick up or bring satisfaction with whatever I can cooperate. Or another aspect, I am not detached as a detached observer, that this is situation or circumstances has made this person speak about this. Because they are not always speaking wrong things about you, but they had expectations of something different. But at once, this was a scene, for example, and Baba saying today that you watch it as a detached observer and see it when it is called circumstances, paristhiti in Hindi. It is a stage created by them, for themselves or for you. But watch it is like a cartoon show, a puppet show. You stay on your stage capable, strong, then you will laugh at it or you will have mercy for the soul. So you are what you contain inside, detached observer, this power to be detached, temporary even, then you are not taking what they have. If they have dissatisfaction and you are also having expectations that they should remain satisfied, their vision at that time, due to any reason, they are tired and they want something from you, and they don't recognize it that you this moment cannot help them, and you then answer wrong things. And we begin to say, every time you say this, every time one mistake is made, and we label them for every time you do this. So what is my vision? What is my, is it really every time? Or it is only sometimes? So what created discontentment? Again, my expectations or my vision. So I need to be detached observer only by seeing, keeping Baba with me. So relationship with myself is more and more loving. Relationship with me, what is the meaning? Relationship with me, not this body. Of course, this is, we have to look after it. I'm trustee of this body or the owner of this body, so it's my responsibility to take care of it. But my relationship with myself, as much my relationship is with myself, that strong relationship is created with others and with Baba. And what is actually the creates relationship? What contentment is there? What it contains in good relationship? It's always qualities. Either it is knowledge, or it is pure vision, or it is peace, or is maturity, or it is forgiveness, or it is acceptance. All these qualities create contentment. And my original qualities as a soul, am I actually content keeping relationship with them? What is the meaning of relationship? Relationship is means they are working together. So is my soul conscious stage using the quality that I have as a soul? Or am I using my quality in the body consciousness. So I have separated myself from my own state. And so in this way, I begin to allow myself to be influenced by the weakness of others. So important aspect, contentment, means I have to bring satisfaction with the wealth of knowledge. The other area is we are discontent. Job is not good. Money is not good. Hours are not good. So it is something is connected with the wealth, something is connected with time. And Baba has given us the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of virtues, the wealth of powers. Do I really realize that I am so rich? Richest in the world. And it is the jewels every day. Baba is giving me the unlimited jewels. He is offering me the garland of diamonds. But do I recognize diamonds? Or I think they are only the artificial diamonds. So recognition is. So wealth. Wealthy, if the person is wealthy in virtues, wealthy in power, then he is able to handle, even it is poor, but is able to look after itself with patience, with maturity, with understanding the circumstances. Because the treasure is in the soul, which is imperishable. So if I want to bring this, make myself really contented, then the wealth of virtues I need to increase, wealth of knowledge I need to increase, and wealth of power. Then in relationship, the more relationship with Baba is there, then Baba's powers I begin to use, and gradually with my own maturity, with the power of silence, then even the things are wrong, I am able to make it right because I kept myself safe from the influence with Baba's company. So detached observer, you make the same situation entertaining rather than disturbing. But detached from their action, detached from their reaction, detached from their thinking. And so virtues, the wealth of virtues. And third thing Baba is speaking about, the health. Relationship, prosperity and health. It is sambandh, sampatti and sehat. These three words Baba has used. So health is also dependent on the how much my relationship with my mind is with Baba and virtues I am using every day. So I create very strong relationship with the knowledge and with virtues. My relationship with Baba becomes stronger. And so this, when mind is powerful, then even the body is sick, you are able to handle it with more maturity, with more understanding. Not taking the pain and sorrow at that time. But we have the habit of change. Pain immediately putting in the box of sorrow, and then we begin to feel sorrow, suffering. Pain is physical thing, and suffering is the mental thing. The pain, dukh kehte na. So pain can be cured by the medicine with painkiller. But the sorrow that I take, that cannot be. So I will be dissatisfied with my health as well. And then instead of giving the positive energy to my own self or remaining detached to my own self from my body, again using the knowledge and love from Baba, so mind is healthy, heart is happy, and we are able to handle even the machinery is not working properly. So you are able to work it. So healthy, wealthy, and happy, happiness is a result by using the eternal prosperity and pure, powerful relationship with Baba. And with myself and with each other. Om Shanti. Relationship means exchange. Relationship means exchange of qualities. Right? It is easy to handle quality with quality, or with with a person who has a different character, knowledge and Baba and power. Om Shanti.